CliffCentral.com.
We're also going to talk about something which is going really well this week. I'm not going to jinx it because I know that there's more to come. Here's Sean Sanders from Revix.com. Hey, Sean, how are you, man?
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. Yeah, good, thanks. How are you doing this morning? Actually, great, thanks. Yeah. It's $56,100 this morning in Bitcoin. So it's smiling from here to ear.
Very, very nice. And all those people who were all down on the market for a couple of weeks because it was dropping down into the low 40s, even the 30s, they all shat themselves. They all said, oh, we're going to divest now. Let's get out of here. And Bitcoin is back in a big way. What's happening with the rest of the cryptocurrencies, by the way?
The rest of the cryptocurrency market, I mean, up until October, the rest of the crypto market was up about 25% on Bitcoin year to date. Mm-hmm. And then from October, Bitcoin's been clawing back gains. I mean, Bitcoin, just, you know, for reference purposes, is up about 26% in October alone. And This is all on this euphoria and optimism around the Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. So Bitcoin ETF, just so you know, everyone here is on the same page, is an exchange-traded fund that you could invest in through your stock brokerage account, right? So If you're a hedge fund or you're a family office or you are a pension fund or any of these big funds with lots of money, you can't go to the likes of Revix. You don't have a mandate to go to the likes of a Revix and invest in Bitcoin, any of the other cryptocurrencies. You actually have to go to one of these sort of legacy institutions. So that's a huge opportunity for this market. I mean, you're potentially unlocking trillions of dollars that could enter this asset class. And that's sort of, you know, why everyone's now plowed into the crypto market.
And
I mean,
all
the crypto
of this
market's back to being worth $2.3 trillion.
Phenomenal.
I mean, that's insane.
And all of this despite China trying to shut down cryptocurrencies. All of this despite many institutions still speaking out and not necessarily being huge fans of crypto. Do you think we've got past the hump where crypto is going to be knocked left, right, and center by, you know, the big banks, by governments? Do you think we're past that now? Do you think cryptocurrencies are so big that they can't be put back in the bottle like a genie?
That's a great question. So I do think crypto is too big now to put it back in the bottle and to say, okay, listen, this is just a, you know, fun little experiment that's gone. Mm-hmm. Having said that, though, there is going to be loads of volatility ahead, right? This is still an emerging asset class. And we've spoken about this on the show loads before. But, you know, you're not looking at something here that's going to be worth $2 trillion if it succeeds. I mean, $2 trillion is sort of where the market's sitting right now. I mean, this is a $10, $15, $20 trillion asset class over the next 10 to 15 years if it continues to grow the way that it's growing. And adoption is increasing, right? I mean, every single day, you've got hundreds of thousands of people across the world coming into the crypto space, the penny's dropping, and they're going, oh, gosh, it makes so much more sense that all of a sudden, we don't have this financial system like we have today, where you've got banks that essentially move money between people, give out loans, and do all the rest. You've got systems where the money itself actually has, you know, technology inside of it that you could perhaps have debit orders, but that's the money itself doing it, not necessarily your bank. So your money becomes smart. And that's the evolution of money, right? And that's the exciting part and why we want more people to get involved in the crypto space. And I think that leads me into, I did my own segue there actually. So
yeah,
that leads me into
sort
of the promo of this week. we are launching a Bitcoin fee-free promotion from Friday in honor of the largest cryptocurrency moving in the way that it has over the last few weeks. So if you buy into Bitcoin, it doesn't matter the amount. You can invest 150 Rand on the Revix platform, or you can invest 2 million Rand. You're going to buy into Bitcoin with absolutely zero fees on our platform from Friday this week. And there's no promo codes or anything. You can literally just sign up for an account, make a deposit, and it's fee-free from there on out.
And let's just remind people, you don't have to have millions and millions of rands to get into this. You can do it with a small, like, couple of hundred rand. You can start purchasing your way into the cryptocurrency market and then get along for the ride. It's been an enormously fun ride. I mean, I've been in this since, what, 2013, 14, somewhere around there. And I haven't looked back and gone, oh, that's the worst thing I ever did. Trust me, there were months where I looked at it and I thought, oh, I probably put too much in here. But there hasn't been a single time where I've gone, I should not have bought any cryptocurrency. And if you don't have any, and you still trust government with your savings, or you trust big banks with your savings, I've got bad news for you. Those are not people who've earned your trust and not people who will show that they can be trusted. Rather trust some decentralized system where everybody's in it together than trust a particular institution. Am I right?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I totally agree with that. And I think maybe just one final point as well from my side. Every week, or it feels like every day, we've got customers that come to us and either come into our office or they call in and they say, you know, am I too late? You know, Bitcoin is now at close to R1 million. You know, have I missed this? And, you know, I've said this before as well on the show. I was feeling that in 2014. I was feeling that in 2015, 16, 17. Sure. You know, all the years that I've been involved in crypto, it's kind of like, oh, the easy gains are gone. And maybe they are. I mean, I'm not sitting here with some magical ball that I can see into the future. But what I can say is that I don't personally think it's too late to be early in the space. I mean, if you are seeing the space grow into something that's going to be worth $10, $20 trillion, I mean, you're still sitting at, you know, only 10% of that journey ready right now.
Sure. So buy back in if you've gone out, and if you haven't bought yet, then get a little bit. Just get some skin in the game. It's worth it. Yeah. All right, Sean, that's terrific. If you want to know what to do, head along to revix.com. That's R-E-V-I-X.com. And you can verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice. And before you know it, you're going to be on the roller coaster. And from there on, it's fun. So go and check it out. The Bitcoin, no fees today. Yeah, yeah. No fees for from Friday and for how long? A week?
It's for 1 week, yeah.
Okay. Nice.
1 week, no fees. Sean, we a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, is a fan of the show and your podcast, and you in particular, obviously because of your brains and everything you've done to build the business. Just so you know, just so we keep it above board, let's just stick to what that is. But she has said you definitely have a fake background, and I said, I tell you what, I'm gonna give Sean a call when I'm in Cape Town, because I'll be in Cape Town from tomorrow. And I'm going to take a short little video from your office so she sees that there's nothing fake about you. Because a lot of people have been saying, by the way, why does Sean have a fake background? No, he's actually in his office. All right, there we go.
Yeah,
what do you got a lot of feedback. No, what do you I've said before, we just tried to have a fancy Zoom background. So, you know, and I've said this on the show as well. Back, I don't know, call it a year or so ago, some customer called in and said, listen, you've got such a terrible background. Your company's doing so well. What's going on? And
I
took offense to that. I was like, I'm going out to get a cool Zoom background. And that's what hopefully I've done now.
Okay.
So, well, there you have it. I love it. All right.
Please come around to the office.
Get ready for Mbulelo to come and ruin your office in the next couple of days. All right. Very good.
Yeah. No, I'm going to come through.
Very good. Thanks, Sean. Good to see you, dude.
Great, guys. Thank you so
very
much.
Very, very good. Sean Saunders from Revix. Go and check them out today. CliffCentral.com.